game Liverpool is losing, so, oh well. But UW lost yesterday, that wasn't good, so anyway. And I think WSU lost too, right in the last minutes. So anyway, and then the there's a Formula One race on TV today, and then the Mariners play tonight. Let's cross our fingers and pray for them that they can win one more. But that's about it. So not much else to talk about, Jack. It's wet out. It might get better. Maybe if it gets real nice, I'll go out and walk around a little bit. We'll see. Thanks for doing this great, Net. Everybody have a safe day out there. Back to you, sir. Whiskey Alpha 7 Alpha Delta.
All right. Yeah, it's a crazy busy day today at the sports world. Michael, did you happen to catch that Boaters Net station? Oh, I can't remember who that was now. Who was down there at the Formula One race, and he was getting his seats situated there, and lots of noise in the background. They hadn't started the race yet. It's this afternoon, I think, but he was very, very excited. He had talked about it before on the Boaters Net, so it's great to hear the sounds from the crowd at the event, I tell you. So did you happen to hear him check in this morning?
I don't think I was out of bed at that time. I didn't get up to 8 o'clock, so I didn't hit the motors net at all, so, that's too bad. Anyway, oh yeah, it's those engines, I think they have limited to 18,000 RPM now. What you think about it, the little pistons going up and down. It's more like a that kind of noise. Hey, Jack, I'll try to hear it today, I'm sure, when they're doing the race. They had a sprint race yesterday. I don't know why they do that, and they have a little race on the day before, besides qualifying, too. Back to you, sir. Whiskey Alpha 7 Alpha Delta.
All right, Michael. Yeah, that M's game later today, boy, that is going to be something else. I tell you, I hope they do it. Go M's. All right, well, go Michael. And sorry about Liverpool. They might be dropping the ball. Okay, anyway. Let's go talk to Henry. Henry, good morning to you. Great to hear you again. M7JBJ.
AI7RMU N7JVJ, good morning to you, Jack, and good morning to the net. It's been quite a morning. I cleaned up my shack in ways I didn't think I would. I don't know if you're guilty of it, but the ham shack is kind of my office, and I take all...
KC2PET, KC2PET, this here is K2PCB. Are you monitoring, Ross? KC2PET, KC2PET, this is K2PCB.
K2PCB, KC2PET.
Well, that's a very fine sounding signal you've got there. I'm connecting in to you through my mobile node. I located that and resurrected it this weekend. Cruising fast, I see you're out there manning the truck for the Scoop Fest this morning. And, I was going to ask you if you guys ever made it out to the Spooktacular this weekend.
Well, first off, your node's sounding good. I can remember it. Sounds pretty good. I'm glad you found that. I know you were looking for it for a while, but you finally found it. Yes, we did make it to Spooktacular. We made it to, went through actually twice. I wasn't really liked it. It wasn't too spooky. It was supposed to be scary, but not spooky like it was. And then we did the trick-or-treat yesterday, and then, the pink cow today.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, we were there on Friday night. There were seven of us, Lynn and I, my two sisters, Caroline and Kevin, and they brought Maya. She wanted to go back and do that little trailer haunted house, but the line was too long. After we had went through the first time and went through the full walk, and we stopped and we had hot dogs there and sat under the pavilion for a while. It was nice. And then Caroline, Kevin, and Maya, or was it just Kevin and Maya? They ended up going back there again yesterday because she wanted to do the trunk or treat and the haunted house. So, yeah, they really got into it, so I'm glad they had fun. We're doing some running around here today. In fact, we're about to stop at the Muffin Man over here on French Road next to the French Pub. And then we have an appointment to meet up with Lynn's insurance advisor. And it's kind of cool. He makes these appointments and he'll meet you wherever and talk about her insurance for the upcoming year. So we have that on our schedule for today. I assume you're tied up over there all day. I have to imagine. Got any relief coming?
Oh, yeah. I'll be here all day. Megan's going to bring Evelyn a little later. Yeah, we'll see how it goes. I know the weather's supposed to get a little nastier later, so I'll have to see how that goes.
Yeah, the weather's warm, but yeah, I think we're supposed to get some rain here. I am going to pop out here in a second, but I'll pop back in. So long as you're not tied up with somebody, I'll say hello again. But, yeah, give me a second. I'm going to pop out. This is K2PCV.
Okay, I'll be here. KC2PET.
KC2PET, K2PCV.
PCV, KC2PET.
All right, I am back on the road. Did you guys go through the mobile haunted house when you were there?
We ran into the same problem. There's probably had to be at least a line of 20 people or so waiting to go in, so... We went by that and went through the nature trail.
Obviously, there were a lot of people in the trail, and it's very family friendly, like you said. So it wasn't scary. I thought it was cool in that the last time we had gone through the return walk, because it dumped you out of the nature trail into the back of the school's property, and you had to walk up the outside of the... outside of the woods there, and I remember it being a little muddy, and it looks like they extended the trail to come back out to the back corner of the park there, which I thought was really neat. And you know, they had their wood chips or whatnot in there, so it was cool that it came around. It was like an extended version, but I agree, it wasn't scary. There were a couple stumps in there that we tripped on. Nobody hit the ground, but we stumbled on a couple of stumps as we were going through. I guess if you were going through the trail during the day, you would notice it, but when it's dark like that, it's a tripping hazard. But Maya loved that mobile haunted house, and I thought that was really cool too. Yeah, she was so scared, but she loved it.
Yeah, I did see the stumps as well. Even though they had them painted as fresh and orange, it's still in the dark, doesn't do it any justice. So, yeah, next year maybe we'll have to get Evelyn into there. Like I said, too bad there's too many people in there to go through. But yeah, it was a good time though. I can't complain.
No, and it's a donation-driven event. It's essentially free, and you can make a donation. They had the container there to put money in, or you could Venmo a donation. I just hope that they made, you know, money from doing that. You know, because it's, you know, a lot of effort, a lot of hard work for people to do all that and all the volunteers. So, yeah, it's a good cause.
So where was your mobile node hiding? Is it where you thought it was, or obviously not because you couldn't find it? Yeah, hidden in the corner somewhere?
So when we had to clean out for the remodel, I packed up all my stuff. I tried to label as much as I could, either in clear shoe boxes or in plastic totes with labels on the side of it. And I had taken a bunch of stuff like my Motorola FRS radios, the floating ones, and some networking gear. An unmanaged switch, and that's what I had written on the side of the container was FRS and network switch. But what I did not write on the side of the container was mobile all-star node, and I put it on the top shelf of one of our racks. And so when I was going through the past couple searches for it, I'm thinking like, oh, FRS and network switch. Okay, it's not in there. But I didn't put a list of all the contents. Obviously, that was in there as well. So, so far so good. I might need to rethink how the shutdown module works to better protect it. But, yeah, we'll figure that out.
That's good. It's you. I'm glad you found it and everything. That's good. I do have a customer showing up here now, so if you want to give me a few minutes, I'll take care of them. I'll be right back. KC2PT.
K2PCB, standing by.
K2PCB, KC2PET.
KC2PET. So you process your next customer, but yeah, we're just pulling into our destination here to meet up with the insurance advisor.
All right, I'll let you go. You can stay connected. That might disconnect, if I remember right. We can turn it off. I'll be here if you want a chance some more.
Okay. Sounds good. I'll catch up with you later and enjoy your what do you call that, Scoop Fest / Demo Day and, all that good stuff. All right, this is K2PCB. I'm clear for now.
Yeah, maybe I'll see you a little bit. KC2PDT.